Hola. Ay, Dios mío, it's Thursday. Time for Jackie's Vida Loca, where every week we divulge our Latino secrets, talk about our crazy Latino culture, gossip about our crazy Latino friends and relatives, and interview the craziest, the funniest Latino comedians on the Latino comedy scene. Welcome to my crazy life. Jackie's Vida Loca.
Hi, Loquitos. Listen, let me tell you something. It is another Thursday here, and I'm absolutely going crazy. You know why? Because my college, well, actually not my college, my high school reunion's coming up. It's coming up in July, and it's freaking me out. And it's bringing back all these memories from, like, the last 10,000 years of all the things that happened in high school. And by the way, I had a really good time in high school. You know, I had a lot of friends. I was a cheerleader in junior high. I was active. But I also had a life, you know, like, outside of school. But it's freaking me out because we had so many kids in our graduating class. I think it was something like 1,200 kids. I went to a big school. I actually went to North Miami Beach Senior High in South Florida. And I'm practically friends with, like, all my high school friends on Facebook. So if you're listening, you're going to relate totally to all these stories. But I'm freaking out about the reunion because I'm like, what am I going to wear? Who am I going to see there? I haven't seen these people in a million years. I hope I recognize them. I hope and pray to God that they have their high school yearbook picture pinned to their shirt. And in big letters, their previous name if they got married or whatever, and some anecdotes. You know, it would be really great to know. Like, this is Philip, the kid who used to pick his nose in class. This is Sarah, the girl who was really bitchy in the halls. It would be really great to know those extra anecdotes because you know that's what I'm going to be thinking. But anyway, I'm really looking forward to it, but I'm still freaking out, and that's why today's show is all about high school nightmares. And it's all, you know, like, it's all not nightmare-ish unless you want it to be. And I think I'm completely going to the nightmare-ish thing right now. So I really, really need your help. So here's the thing. Here's the number for the show. If you want to call in and share with me your crazy nightmare stories about your prom, about your high school reunion, about the crazy guy that you never knew was in high school that's now calling and bothering you, the number for the show is 914-338-1303. It's all about high school nightmares, and we're going to talk, get right into it here today. But before we do that, I need to tell you about my crazy life. Okay, so this past weekend, I took my mommy for Mother's Day to Las Vegas, and we had the most amazing time. It was like a flash trip because it was only a few days, right? But I think we did like 75 different things in the matter of like 3 or 4 days. It was amazing. And it was like so much fun to watch my 81-year-old mom like hop on the tables, take all her clothes off, dance, throw her bra across the room. Okay, that didn't happen. But what did happen is we ate like the most amazing meals. We went to this buffet at Caesar's Palace called Bacanal. And all I can tell you people is that I did not want to eat for 24 hours afterwards because there's just so much food. And you know how you pay a lot of money for buffets? You got to get your money's worth, right? So you have to have like breakfast, lunch, dinner for the next 3 days, all condensed into one meal, which I did. Like the diet went completely out the window, which is freaking me out because I got this high school reunion coming up in a few months and I got to lose some weight. And I got to like make sure I look my absolute best. Put these people through hell with the way I look right now. I know, I'm freaking out. But anyway, Vegas was a blast. And get this, my doggy, oh my God, my doggy went to this pet resort where they have this beach at the pet resort, and he went inside the water and he had so much fun. Frankly, I'm thinking to myself, I want to stay with the dog. I mean, he had such a great time. He got a boogie board lesson and a swimming lesson, and he played with all these other dogs, and he hung out all day and got mystified with the little misters because it's so damn hot, you know. But Maxwell had the time of his life. So right now, everybody, including the dog, is completely recuperating. Everybody's going real slow. As you can see, La Loca hasn't slowed down too much. But everybody else is roughing it because we just had the most amazing vacation. And so thank God, you know, that we can go on vacations and have a good time together. But you know what? It's back to business, baby, back here on Jackie's Vida Loca. The other thing I want to talk to you about is my favorite show on the air right now. I know you think I'm nerdy, but it's American Idol. American Idol, been following all along. I feel like these girls are now like my sisters, and I'm rooting for my sisters to win. And the one person who I actually think is going to win, and you guys are going to call me right next week, is Candace Glover. I mean, look, Here's the thing. Candice Glover, by far, has the best voice of everybody that was on the show this season. She really, really stands out from a voice standpoint. The only thing is, I feel she's like a little closed off, like there's something about her that doesn't allow people to get in, and that's been my problem with her all season long. I know that there's this like really sweet, sensitive girl underneath this facade, but I actually think she has a little bit of a facade, people. I really do. And I just question, like, does she have superstar quality? Now, she definitely has superstar lungs to sing, but the personality department needs some work. Speaking of personality department, Jodi Arias, what the hell? This woman, thank God she was found guilty. I definitely think she's going straight to Sharky, the electric chair, and I think that's what she wants, and I think they need to wait a real long time before they put her there so she can really think about what she did, cutting up her boyfriend the way she did, and then taking pictures of it, and then denying it, and then admitting to it, and then saying that aliens dropped in and made her all do it. I think she's crazy. I definitely think, well, actually, I don't think she's crazy. I think she's just pure evil. And, you know, since the law allows for the death penalty, I think we should take the full extent of the law. I hate to say, you know, nobody likes to play judge and juror, but I think in this case she deserves it. So that's my opinion on Miss Arias. But let's get to the fact of the matter here. I'm here to talk to you about high school. High school. Now, if you're still in high school, you're going to learn a thing or two on this show about all the do's and don'ts. First of all, how to make it out of high school alive. Listen up. So all you people in high school, this is how to do it. This is how you get out of high school alive. First of all, get out of high school, drop out, and run off to the circus. You know what? High school is kind of like a circus anyway. It's a high-flying act, and if you know what I mean. So I'd say just drop out and cut your losses. And if you want to listen to that, listen to the rest of this list. Of course, you know I promote education, so that was just a joke. So for all you moms out there that are freaking out right now because I just told all your high school kids to drop out of high school, you know I'm only kidding, right? Okay, that was the disclaimer. Here's the rest of the list. The guys, join the football team. Girls, become cheerleaders. Join any sports team. In fact, you need a posse. You need a posse in high school, and any activity like the club, the French club, the Future Business Leaders of America, all that stuff, it's probably a good idea because it's a great way to make friends, all right? Don't take advice from your mother on what to wear to high school. It's never going to look good. Just wear whatever you want as long as you don't get caught wearing the wrong thing. You know, like I would suggest don't wear anything where you're behind and your boobs stick out. Don't do it because you'll probably get kicked out of high school, and then you'll have to join the circus. And if you did join the circus, then you could wear something where your boobs and your butt stick out. But if you're going to stick it out and stay in high school, as you should, don't wear anything that will have your butt and your boobs stick out. But don't take fashion advice from your mother because it never looks good. And don't make up lies about a crazy past because people know you're lying. All right? If you have a boring past, you need to fess up to it. And don't make enemies. Do not make enemies in school. And I know it's really easy to make enemies. And by the way, for all you little bullying, little you-know-whats out there, you know I've said it before on this show, don't bully people. It's not nice. And I'm going to come after you myself if you keep doing it. All right? Don't get a baby daddy. It's a good idea to not get pregnant in high school. Now, if you happen to get pregnant in high school, there's many, many options for you, and you don't have to drop out. And being pregnant in high school ain't that unusual these days as it used to be, but it's probably better that you don't. Here's the other thing. Don't eat your lunch in the bathroom. It's not sanitary. And if they have a cafeteria for you, you may as well use it. And if they allow you to go off campus to get your lunch, make it back. Because as you'll hear on this show, I never did. And I always missed French class, and it stunk because now I wish I knew French better. But since I always had to go to Burger King or McDonald's or whatever for lunch and never made it back on time, that's what happens. So I would be a much better French speaker right now, and that was not a French accent. Okay, so if you're in high school right now, you know that they're all different kinds of, like, stereotypes, and they're true. First of all, the virgins. You always know who the virgins are in school and those who are not. Mark my words, you will know the difference between a V and an upside down V and an upside up V. Okay? And what I'm telling you is, you might very well fall into this group. Don't be embarrassed. Be a proud virgin. What about The Bachelor? He's on national television. In fact, he was on a show where it's very unlikely that anybody else within a 20,000-mile radius was a virgin. But he was a virgin. So be proud. Be a virgin and be proud of it. And I would say wear a V on your chest wherever you go to tell everybody that you're a virgin, just in case they have any other inclinations or ideas. In school, you always have the potheads. People always smoking under the bleachers, always smoking in their cars. They literally walk around with a cloud of pot all the way around them, all over the place. And they always have red eyes, and they're always smiling. Truly, these are the happiest people on earth. It's like Disneyland and potheads, both the same thing. The potheads are always the happiest people on earth. They're always very happy and very hungry. And by the way, if you're one of those people that has to eat all the time, that isn't on, you know, any kind of drugs, you might want to make friends with the potheads. Okay, what about the class clown? You know what? Class clowns were always like, were they the most annoying people you ever met? Like the one who always, in fact, it's not just in high school, but like in any class. Class clowns, like the one that's in driving school. Do you ever have to go to driving school? I've been to driving school. Well, if you've been to driving school a number of times like I've been to driving school, then you know there's always one pain in the ass in the class that feels compelled to make jokes about everything that the teacher says, the class clown. But let me tell you something about those class clowns, people. They're the ones who end up being millionaires later because they always find the lighter side of life and they enjoy life and they somehow end up making like the biggest losers in your class are the ones who are going to be the biggest winners later. Watch. See? You're going to see. How about the band geeks? So let me tell you something. My husband didn't play an instrument, but he was a band geek. And he'll have to tell you all about that when you can get him to disclose anything about his past. But here's the thing. Band geeks are very smart people because not only do they learn all the things they need to learn in class, but they also need to learn how to play an instrument. And that serves them for the rest of their life. Now, I was a kind of closeted band geek because I wasn't really in the band, but I took piano lessons for like pretty much my entire life, like elementary school, high school, and through college, I took classical piano. And I will say, and listen, if the people who I played classical piano with are listening, you know what I mean. Classical piano or any instrument really teaches you this sense of discipline. There was a time that I was a geek, literally practicing like 4 or 5 hours a day how to play the piano. And it's a really good skill to have because if you ever go to a drunken party or dueling pianos or whatever, you will have a talent beyond just throwing back, you know, jello shots. It's always good to know how to play a musical instrument, and it does give you a lot of viability in the popular crowd department as you get older, maybe not in high school. All right, how about the gangsters? You always know what kids are in a gang, and they make damn well sure of it. Kids that are in a gang come all dressed up exactly the same, and I'm not saying about necessarily violent gangs or anything like that, but, you know, like little posses, like girls that all wear exactly the same hair, exactly the same clothes, they talk exactly the same way, they have exactly the same accessories, their phones all look bedazzled and exactly the same. You know what I'm talking about? These are like groupies. They're all like, they're just part of a particular gang. And then you have the gang wannabes, the people that are constantly interviewing to be in that particular gang. And my heart goes out to these people because you know what? Very rarely do you actually ever get in. And my advice to you is form your own gang. Revenge of the nerds, if you will. If you want to not follow the crowd and be your own self, do it. And form your own gang and lead your own gang. Now, don't do gangster kind of things. Be nice. Remember I told you about that? Now, here's the other thing. In high school, you never are truly sure who's actually gay because sometimes people in high school don't come out. But then years later, then you realize, I knew that guy or that girl was gay. Now, I think by high school, most people know whether they're gay or straight. And I say, you know, wave the banner high and proud. Be gay if you're gay and not if you're not, okay? Do your thing. Here's the thing. my advice for people in high school is that there's going to be a million stereotypes, but you know what? We're all individuals. And don't be ashamed or afraid to be who you are. And so many people in high school have so many like deep problems and depression and insecurities and low self-esteem, and then they resort to all kinds of bull, you know? And what I would say is reach out for help. If you feel that you're one of these people that's a little disenfranchised or a little bit kind of not going with the main crowd and you feel like you need help, don't be ashamed. Get out there and get yourself some help and get a hold of your life, because it is your life. And you know what's beautiful about high school? It's kind of where we discover. Maybe we don't even realize it, but we do discover like things that we love and things that we hate and who we're trying to be and who we want to be, you know, when we grow up. And the great thing about high school is you can try on everything you want for size and decide, you know, you're in charge. There's nobody else in charge of your life in high school other than yourself. So if you want to be a screw-up, it's your choice. If you want to graduate early, it's your choice. If you want to learn a thing or two, you know what, that's your choice too. I'll tell you what, when I was in high school, I went to history class for one semester every day, obviously. I didn't skip the history class. I'd show up. But this, and the teacher was really nice, but the class was so darn boring. Like, there's, like, you got to work hard to make history exciting, because it is. It's exciting, but you can't just tell kids to sit there all day long in history class and just read from the textbook, which I found extremely boring. So, of course, the teacher didn't sell the info. They made you just, like, read out loud. And I would literally put my arm on the table, on the desk, right? We'd, like, sit in these round chairs, and I'd put my arm on the desk, put my head on my arm, let my long hair cover my face, and I would be out like a light. I slept every single day in history class, and it wasn't a specific thing I set out to do, but that class made me so sleepy that I fell asleep. Do you think I learned anything in history in that class? No, I had to learn it later. I slept through my entire history class in high school. And I'm embarrassed to say, but you know what, I'm loud and proud, so I'm saying it on my show nationally to all my listeners across the freaking world that I slept in history class. And I had to go back after I'm an adult, because I sounded like an idiot because I didn't know anything. I had to go back and learn it. So you know what, try not to sleep in history. Try to learn a thing or two when you're in high school, but you're going to realize all the stuff that you wish you learned later. When you feel like an idiot in a conversation and you wish you knew certain things, and then you have to go back and learn. I have, like, such a thirst for knowledge now that I did not have in high school. And, you know, they say knowledge is wasted on the young, or education, I guess, is wasted on the young. I don't even know what the statement is, but something along those lines. But at the end of the day, you do have an opportunity to get an education in high school, so you may as well take advantage of it. All right, people, we're going to be back in just a few to talk about prom nightmares.
Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zulli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zulli. Easy connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
So if you're getting ready to go to prom, you need to listen up. But here's the thing. If you've already gone to prom, you're going to love these, right? Because, you know, prom is a night where it's kind of like a high school reunion, but not yet. So it's like the precursor. So it's like what people at your high school reunion are going to compare you to. So just think right now, if you're getting ready to go to prom, in 15 years or 10, 15, 20, even 30, 40, 50 years, people are going to compare you to what you look like on prom night. So people, it's really important that you make your best effort to look halfway decent on prom night. Because if you show up and you look like an idiot and they take that picture, there it is forever for posterity. Okay? So the first thing you need to realize, ladies, is if you're going to go get your eyebrows done, wax actually burns your face. So if you're going to wax your eyebrows, you do not want to do it on the day of the prom, because basically you will have red skin all the way around your eyebrows and all the way around anywhere else you waxed. And if it's on your face, you're going to have to find some sort of spackle paint to cover that. Okay. So here's another thing you don't want to do. You do not want to find out that your boyfriend is gay on prom night and that he cheated on you 3 days before going to prom. So you might want to find out all these things as soon as possible. Now, if your boyfriend is gay, I would still take him to prom. You might want to take along his gay boyfriend, too, because you don't want to leave him without a date. But don't ditch him just because he's gay, but you need to go into prom night knowing exactly what you're getting into, because you don't want to leave prom night and find out right then and there, boyfriend was gay, or vice versa. Guys, you know, same thing. All right, here's the other thing. Your parents will follow your ass in their car to prom night. They're going to be spying on you, and so is everybody else. Teachers are going to be spying on you. Other students are going to be spying on you. So whatever crazy-ass behavior you plan on doing on prom night, I would not do it on prom night. I would make sure that you do that crazy-ass behavior some other night, because this is a night where parents are going to be following you. So you may as well behave yourself. In fact, you might want to take a note and just behave yourself all the time, because if you're doing something that you do not want your parents to catch you doing, it's probably not good, and you know it. So take my advice. Straighten your act up. Once you graduate high school, you're practically an adult. You better start acting like one, even if you may not be one yet. Okay? Again, it'll come back to haunt you. All right. So here's the other thing. Do not eat seafood the night before prom, because you might have an allergic reaction and you do not want to go to prom with bumps all over yourself. In fact, you want to make it to prom. You don't want to be itchy at prom. And so if you eat seafood and you have allergies to seafood, I just think it's not a good idea. Have a steak instead of seafood. All right. So here's the other thing. You need to make sure that the teacher that's in charge of your prom has never been accused of stealing all the prom money or any kind of sexual misconduct. So if you want to do a Google search on that teacher, I think it might be a good idea. All right. Here's another thing you don't want to do on prom night, guys. Don't show up in an ugly suit, like SpongeBob SquarePants, okay? Don't show up. Like if your prom date's dress is yellow, don't show up in a yellow suit to match them. Just wear basic black. You can get a little funky. You know what would look really good? Wear a tuxedo with your Converse, like your really cool Converse or really cool sneakers, okay? I think that would look good. Or, you know, jazz it up with, like, some funky tie or something like that. But don't go crazy, because you know what? You don't want to look like an idiot in those pictures. And the other thing is, don't forget, you're going to take a picture, if your prom is this year, in 2013. And that picture is going to last till 2500. And so you want to make sure that whatever fashion you're wearing now could be a little applicable or classic or timeless in the future. So any, like, major trends are going to make you look like an idiot. And if you have tattoos, I'd be cautious, because you know that tattoo in the future is going to look like a drippy, saggy tattoo, because now your skin is normal. But in 500 years, you're going to be wrinkled. So you're going to need to think about the implications of that in your prom picture. Do you want to show this tattoo? Do you want to give a depiction of what that tattoo is? Do you want to, like, commemorate the tattoo in a certain way? Do you want to get a tattoo to commemorate prom night? Think about that, the pain you're going to be in on prom night. You need to think about all these things before prom. Okay? You need to also be careful that the party bus you rent isn't just an ice cream truck by day. Like, rent a real party truck, a party bus. They rent them out, and it's probably a good idea that you don't drive, okay? And I actually think it's a great idea if people stay overnight somewhere. We did it. Everybody does it. I think it's a good idea because, frankly, you should not be driving after you've downed all the free, cheap champagne on prom night. Okay, don't do it. In fact, I don't even know if they actually allow champagne at prom night. See how long ago it was for me? I don't think they do. I think everybody brings their own when they're not supposed to. And you know everybody's going to do it. But better than, you know you're going to drink, so just don't drive, okay? All right. Spray tan. Okay. there is a way to look like an orange Oompa Loompa or a beautifully sexy tanned body. But the only thing is, you don't want to do it like the day before prom, again, because first of all, that stuff rubs off. And so if guys, if you go get a spray tan, it's going to rub off on your white shirt. Okay? Ladies, if you get a spray tan, you're going to smell like spray tan. So you want to do it at least like a week before, because otherwise you're going to look like, you know, an idiot. All right. You need to be careful on prom night that you don't spill something on your dress, because, again, a lot of pictures are going to be taken. And, you know, you don't want to go so crazy on prom night that you're spilling stuff all over the place. And here's the thing. I think it's totally fine to go dateless on prom night. Why not? Why not go dateless? Just go with a group or whatever. Go with people that you're going to enjoy your time with. Don't just accept somebody's date to the prom because you don't want to go dateless, because I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I really don't. All right, so we'll be back in just a second, and we'll talk about how to be the best date ever.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting Shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
All right, so we talked about going dateless on prom night, but if you end up getting a date, I got a date. I'll have to tell you all about my date in a second. But here's the thing. I'm going to give you some good advice on how to be a good date, because there are rules to this, people, okay? And this goes also, I guess this can go for high school reunions, which we're going to get to in a second. But as far as prom night is concerned, you don't want to borrow any prom clothes from your parents. Like, guys, go out and get a suit. If you cannot afford to get a whole suit, get a half a suit and wear a pair of jeans with it. But don't wear your parents' clothes, because they're, first of all, going to look old-fashioned on you. They're going to look too big. And I don't think it's a good idea to wear your mom and dad's clothes to the prom. I think you should have your own clothes. All right? And, ladies, I know that the inclination is to want to be a even if you're like a Miss Goody Two-Shoes or you're one of those virgins in school, your inclination is for prom night to want to be an utter complete slut, because it's like the first night that you're going out all by yourself, you know, and you're going out with a group of other people and your parents aren't actually expecting you to come back home. Maybe they think you're staying somewhere with a chaperone. But here's the thing. Don't be a slut on prom night, because even if you think you're graduating from school, that stuff gets around. And you don't want pictures of yourself on the internet and then have to go to court and have all these things happening to you. You pay attention. And, you know, if you think you've had too much to drink or whatever, you better be careful. And don't drink drinks that people just leave around. Because you know what? You can't trust everybody. And there might be some sicko that puts something in your drink, and you have to be careful that that does not happen to you. And prom night is a perfect opportunity for that. All right, guys, listen up. Here's what you need to do. Now, you need to pick up some fresh flowers before picking up the date. Stopping off at the supermarket after you've picked up the date to get her flowers is not going to cut it. And silk flowers are ridiculous, so you're not going to get those either. You need to just go to the supermarket or to a flower shop, even better, and get some pretty flowers. And it doesn't have to be like the cheap multicolored version of all those flowers. Just get a few roses. I think that's beautiful. Or get a corsage that she can wear around her wrist. But get her some damn flowers, because otherwise you're going to look like a completely cheap date. And the other thing, this goes out for men and for women too. It's the night where you go out and have a great time. Do not just sit around. Dance. Don't be boring. Okay? Don't be boring. But I'll tell you this. Don't feel pressure to have sex. If you don't want to have sex on prom night, then don't do it. But if you decided that you are going to have sex, keep your mouth shut and don't be talking about it to every single person you know. Because you know what that makes you look like? A very young, insecure little baby. Because adults don't go around mouthing off to everybody who they're having sex with. And if you are, in fact, having sex in high school and decide to do this on prom night, shut your trap. And don't ditch your girl for everybody else's girl. Okay? You need to be at least loyal for one night. You can always do the breaking up and all that other crap the day after prom. But at least on prom night, do not ditch your girlfriend or boyfriend. Not a good night to do it because they will never forgive you for it. And if they grow up to be axe murderers, they will find you later. And they will definitely, I will tell you this, they will never forget that you ditched them on prom night. So don't do it. Okay? And don't spike the punch bowl. You know what? Don't spike the punch bowl. There's going to be punch at the prom. There's going to be some kind of drink at the prom. You do not need to spike the punch bowl because you know that all your other friends are bringing alcohol and they're going to spike something else in the room or whatever later. So you don't need to get in trouble and spike the punch bowl at the actual prom. And by the way, chaperones, for all those prom chaperones that are listening right now, listen up. These are high school kids. Now, I know they look 25 years old when they go to the prom, but they're not. So to all those chaperones that get any ideas of hooking up with somebody at the prom, you need to wait at least 5 years until they're legally old enough for you to hook up with them because you know what? You're going to get everybody in trouble, especially you. So chaperones, you better be on your best behavior too. And none of this external flirting that I know is that you're capable of. So you better behave too because, you know, my preaching is not just to the kids. It's to the adults too. Okay, I had the best prom. Okay, I was the only person who wore black to my prom, and I was the only person, I think, that wore like a short dress. Everybody was like in these long gowns. I wore this cocktail dress, very cute. In fact, my mother made me my prom dress. Actually, I had worn that dress for something else before, but it was such a cute black, sexy, pretty, fitted dress. With these like bows and whatever on the shoulders, very pretty, but specifically good for prom. And get this, I went to prom with a guy that was 25 years old. Oh, I know. What's he doing with high school students? He was a really good friend of my family, but he happened to be really cute. And if he's listening right now, you know who you are that went to prom with Jackie LaLoca. We had so much fun. And let me tell you something. Inviting a 25-year-old to go to prom with you is a very good idea because this person can get you a hotel room. They can drive your ass around. They can be the responsible ones to make sure you're not out of control, but they can also have fun. And if they're your prom date, like mine was my prom date, listen, only in Miami does a 17-year-old girl get a prom date that's 25. He was really hot. What can I tell you? And I loved going to prom with him. I had a best time at prom, and I will not disclose all the crazy-ass things we did during prom because some things are better left unsaid. All right, we'll be right back, and I'm going to talk to you about what to do if you get a zit on prom night.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
So, people, if you want to follow us on Twitter, I'm at Jackie's Vida Loca on Twitter. And if you want to become friends on Facebook, I'm at Jackie's Vida Loca on Facebook. Also, if you want to send us an email, guess what? You're right. It's at jackiesvidaloca@gmail.com, no apostrophe on that. And if you want to call into the show, it's 914-338-1303, but I know a bunch of you just download this thing after the fact, replay it, listen to it, send it to your friends. So I fully don't expect a call from you right this minute. But you know what? You can call me anytime or contact me anytime, and you can tell me what you think of the show. We're getting some great response. It's amazing to be on Jackie's Vida Loca, and I want to thank all of our listeners for staying loyal to the show. You know what? I think you're awesome, and I love the fact that we have listeners from across the country. Okay. To all those listeners from across the country that have a zit on your face right this second, I'm going to tell you how to get rid of it. The first solution to get rid of a zit, you're never going to believe this, is Windex. You can take a little Windex, dab it on your zit, and do this every single day up until prom, and you will not have a zit there, and you will have a very shiny head. It will look really good. Windex is a solution for zits. Here's another one. Cover your head with a towel and put it on top of hot boiling water. So, like, you cover your head. So you put your face over the steam of hot boiling water, and then you take a towel and put it over that so it steams your face up and the zit comes out. Now, another solution, which is a little more conventional, is zit cream from the drugstore. But my favorite is toothpaste, because toothpaste has those tingly, like, peppermint things in it that get in there and fight it out with the zit and dry it up. And if none of these things work, just take a huge, like, spoonful of makeup and put it on there like it's spackling paint, and then put some powder over that, and don't let anybody touch it because all that makeup will come off on them. And don't smile too much because it will squeeze your zit in a particular direction, and it'll just make it worse. You want to stay very, very, very still while you have this stuff on your face. And the best thing is, don't go out in public, because if you do get a zit on prom night, maybe you just want to stay home. I remember when I went to high school, oh, my God, I usually did not get zits, but if I got a zit, I'd find every excuse to stay home. Like, a zit equaled a stomach ache, or a zit was just, like, every reason to stay home. I hated going to school with a zit. And so I'd find, like, every reason not to. But if it comes out on prom night, you might want to think about just not going at all, because I think that might be a good solution, unless you want to try all those other pieces of advice I gave you before. All right, so there have been some really, really big scandals on prom night. Listen to this. Melissa Drexter. She's a girl who delivered a baby in the bathroom during prom night. She's called the prom mom. She actually gave birth to the baby in the restroom and then went back in to keep dancing. Can you believe that? She was sentenced to 15 years in prison and released after 3 years. Can you believe that she did something like that? I mean, what? I just don't know what happened to the baby. That's all I really care about. She should rot in jail, but my God. Like, if you're at prom and you need to give birth, that may be a good time to, like, ask your date to take you in their car as soon as possible to the closest emergency room, give birth to that baby, do what you need to do, be nice to the baby, and then you can party afterwards. All right, so let's talk about high school reunions, because this is what's really motivating my crazy-ass conversation today. I am freaking out about my upcoming high school reunion. And it's not like it's going to be really bad, but I just feel like I'm nervous about it. Like, will I know who's there? Will I recognize people? Will people be offended if I don't recognize them? You know, what do I wear? Like, what do I say to people about all my crazy life and what I'm doing now and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so this is what I'm freaking out about. And, you know, I'm wondering, like, what the theme is going to be, because always there's, like, a musical decade that you have to get back into, you know, like the 90s or the 80s or the 70s or whatever. And if you don't like that musical decade, you're shit out of luck, because that's the kind of music that's going to play. So if you didn't like the music back then and you don't like it now, you better be prepared, because that's all they're going to play during your reunion. Oh, God. What about if they do, like, a fantasy or a movie theme? Like, what if they did Fight Club or something. That would be good. Like for my high school, there's a whole bunch of girls that would love if our high school reunion was Fight Club. They'd be the first ones to pay up and sign up. And what about this paying for high school reunion? Like, I get it that you have to pay for your high school reunion, but like, oh my God, they're relentless. Like, pay now, pay now, pay now, pay now. Like, I guess they just need to get everything organized, but whatever. How about a rodeo theme for high school reunion, and everybody shows up on their horse? That sounds like fun. Or fiesta, like everybody shows up with nachos and Doritos and ponchos and sombreros. Talk about some real stereotypes. Or we could do like a toga theme, and everybody shows up completely naked with just a white sheet on. Would you like to see your high school principal wearing a white sheet? Oh, my God. How about CEOs and corporate hoes? That would be fun. Like, who's a CEO now and who's a corporate hoe? Like, who's sleeping their way to the top and what do you get once you get there? Yuck. And sometimes those CEOs are not that cute. I will tell you that. Gangsters and strippers. There's a good theme. Gangsters and strippers. Like, you could do, how about a Jersey Shore theme to your high school reunion? Like, everybody shows up like the Jersey Shore. I think that would be fun. And you could actually be, like, pregnant and wearing really, really short skirts and kissing girls and stuff if you are. That's kind of like the Jersey Shore theme. I don't know. I think that sounds kind of fun. I don't know. I honestly do not know what to expect for my high school reunion. I don't know if 5 people are going to show up or if 150 people are going to show up or more. I don't know where this place is. I'm literally going to Miami for this thing, and I'll probably end up doing my show from there. But I'm like thinking, who's going to be there? You know, which of the teachers are going to be there that really didn't like me in high school that I'm going to have to see again, who I thought I'd never have to see again? Or what about the mean girls? Because, you know, every high school has a group of mean girls, and it freaks me out to think they're going to show up at my high school reunion after I paid all this money to go back home. And, oh, my God, I'm freaking out. I'll be back.
Easy Way Broadcasting is your connection for all things entertainment and business. Join Eric Easy Zuli and his celebrity hosts as they talk to the hottest people in the world of entertainment, and they bring you the latest and greatest in the world of business. Eric welcomes his hosts to Blog Talk Radio 7 days a week. You will hear Mo Egger, Shane Sparks, Jackie Dollar, Rick Rosman, Gabriel Cannon, Vanessa Curry, and Jennifer Murphy. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting to find links to all the shows and info on upcoming events. And follow Eric Zuli and his 500,000 Twitter followers at HollywoodIfGuy.com to keep up with everything you want to know.
So when you go back to your high school reunion, you're like hanging out with all these people that you haven't seen in a million years. Now, like, everybody's on Facebook, which is really weird now, you know, like, because you still kind of keep in touch and you're like back in touch with people, but you haven't seen these people in so long, and you wonder, like, oh my God, you know, if, like, are we now going to like all be friends again and everything? It's just really weird. And there's always going to be somebody that gets too drunk, and then somebody that cheats on their partner or whatever with the person at the reunion, and then there's always going to be somebody who fabricates some story about how incredibly rich or famous or successful they are. That will not be me. I'm going to tell the truth, and I will not be getting into any cat fights there. I don't really care, but I can just see some of these things happening. You know, like, what are people going to think? I don't know. Anyway, so here are some tips for people going to my reunion. So listen up. If any of you who went to school with me are listening now, which I think you are, okay, don't try to rekindle old flames. Now, you know that there are some people that, like, fell in love in high school and got married and were actually high school sweethearts, so they're exempt from this. But you know what? If it didn't work out at the beginning, it ain't going to work out now, so don't try to rekindle old flames, okay, especially if you're now taken. Don't lie or stretch the truth about your life right now. Don't even lie or stretch the truth about your bra size, your dress size, your pant size, or your any other size, gentlemen. Do not lie about these things. Tell the truth and don't brag. All right, dress the part. If you're going to my high school reunion, I want you to dress very nice because I'm making an effort and I think you should make an effort too. And I would suggest that you try to bring your spouse, but if you can't, don't worry. You'll have me to talk to because I'm not bringing my spouse, and you don't need to be have a date to be a successful reunion participant. Okay, don't assume people are least likely to succeed are failures now. Because you know what? People who were least likely to succeed are probably the most successful people in that high school reunion. So don't just assume that the losers back then are still losers now, and vice versa. Don't assume that the cutest guy and the most popular girl in class are still going to be the cutest and the most, you know, well put together. We'll have to take a poll during the reunion to see who's, you know, who's stuck it out this all this time, all right? And don't cover up your name tag and ask people if they remember you. That is plain out awkward, and it's very mean. And if you cover your name tag, I will not be guessing who you are because you've probably gained 700 pounds, and I will have no clue. And don't pass out your resume. If you're looking for a job, send your resume out later. Like, don't go to your high school reunion as part of your job search. Go there to enjoy everybody else, to reconnect, to talk about the old creepy times that we all spent together, but try not to do a job search and say stupid things, okay? And here are some other stupid things that you should not say. Like, whatever happened to that creepy guy you used to date? Because that creepy guy could be the person somebody married, okay? And you'll never, ever be able to take that back. Don't ever ask anybody at your high school reunion if they're pregnant, because chances are they are not pregnant. And they just might look preggy, but they're not pregalicious, okay? Here's another way. Don't say, do you meet nice people in jail? Or don't say, how was it in the penitentiary? If you know somebody went to jail, it is very impolite to bring that up during the high school reunion. It just will make them feel very uncomfortable. And you know what? We're in this together, people. That night, we are a gang. We are the people who put all these insecurities behind us that used to be there in high school, and we're trying not to think about them now. And we're sticking it out, going to the reunion and paying all this money to get there and stay there and be put up there. Just try to say things that don't make somebody else feel uncomfortable. Like, don't go up to an old flame, somebody that you slept with in high school, and say, I'm a much better kisser now. Because what does that do? That just makes them regret their past. And that makes them regret the fact that they didn't help you become a better kisser. And realize that everyone else is thinking about how old they got and you got. So don't be sitting there evaluating people during the reunion. You'll have plenty of opportunity for that when the pictures get sent out. But try not to be judgmental. Just go there and have a good time. And then when the pictures come out, you can assess the situation. Who got bald? Who got fat? Who lost the most weight? Who gained the most weight? Who made the biggest change? You know, all this stuff, okay? And don't blame these people for never keeping in touch, okay? Don't blame them for not being part of your life, because if they're not in touch, neither were you. And, you know, you need to be friends with everybody now. It's not back in high school, so you don't need to give the evil eye to people. You need to talk to everyone, even those people who were nerds, because you know those people who were nerds are making more money than you now, and so you need to get with the program. We'll be back in 20 seconds.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric EasyZuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Well, people, it's going to be my high school reunion soon, and I think we've dished it out completely on this show, on Jackie's Vida Loca today, and I think that I'm starting to feel like I'm starting to come to terms with this. I mean, you know, I feel like I'm getting a little bit more prepared. I might be posting on Facebook or Twitter some of my dress choices, and you can weigh in to see which ones you like or whatever. But the good news is, aside from going to prom, or not even going to prom, going to my high school reunion, please, prom, no, not prom again, but Aside from going to my high school reunion, I'm going to get a chance to see all my beautiful friends and relatives in the Miami area, so I'm really, really excited about that. So, and we'll be broadcasting Jackie's Vida Loca from probably from South Beach that week, so I'm really looking forward to it. My prom. Why do I keep saying that? My high school reunion is actually happening in July, so I'll have to tell you when that is, and we'll be able to talk about the real deal, and I'll be able to gossip straight from the prom, and I'll be able to record and send you messages from the prom. I keep saying prom, but it's really my high school reunion. North Miami Beach Senior High Chargers, here we come. All right, so for next week's show, we are celebrating Memorial Day. It's going to be a great show, and we are going to be recognizing veterans, because that's really what we're trying to remember, is the people who served. But we're also going to share with you some amazing tips for Memorial Day, like the do's and don'ts. You know that Jackie's Vida Loca always has do's and don'ts. We're also going to have, like, recipes. We're going to have a really, really famous chef. I'm not going to disclose who, but this guy has connections to all of the celebrities here in Los Angeles, and he'll be able to tell you what everybody's going to eat on Memorial Day. So if you're interested in that, listen up to the show on Jackie's Vida Loca next Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, and we'll be able to talk all about Memorial Day insanity. But in the meantime, I want to wish you an amazing week. All right, we'll see each other next time on Jackie's Vida Loca. And in the meantime, for all those people on prom dates, on prom night, all that stuff, I want you to have an amazing time, because you know what? It is a time to have a good time. And all I can tell you is that you need to be safe, and you need to enjoy yourself, and you need to be good to yourself, and you need to buy yourself at least a few, you know, nice prom outfits, and get a good tan, and don't wax your eyebrows off. And I think you should have a wonderful, wonderful prom night, high school reunion night. You'll have to tell me all about it. All right. Well, I hope you have a great week, and we'll see you again next time.
Adios, everybody. Join me again next Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, for the craziest Latino comedy on Jackie's Vida Loca.